From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, fuckers, what up? Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher from Guys We Fuck, the anti-slut-shaming podcast, and at your service.
Yeah, you're about to hear an excerpt from our interview with comedian and co-host of the podcast We're Having Gay Sex, Ashley Gavin.
We're going to learn so much about lesbians, and if you want to learn more about lesbians, which is what we talk about for this entire episode, we get into it. It's great. You're going to head to Luminary Podcasts.
I said multiple.
I did made a snake sound because there's an S at the end of that. Luminarypodcasts.com. And you can check out other content only found on Luminary, and subscriptions start as low as $2.99.
Oh, I can't wait to get Botox.
I'm going to get it one day. It's coming. I'm so curious.
I can't wait. So the cruise line that I do, listen to this garbage. What a garbage human I am. There's a Botox doctor on this cruise line.
Yes, of course there is.
And let me be clear. No human should ever
get Botox on a cruise.
Ever. On any cruise. On any cruise. You're in international waters. They don't need.
Yeah, those syringes are not clean. Syringes are not clean. They're reused.
Those rules is lax.
That's the last stop on the buffet. It's Jell-O, then Botox syringe.
But I get a huge discount. Huge. So what I was.
Like, what are we talking?
Like 30%?
Like more than 50% off.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, get that.
So I was thinking.
Hopefully don't do it on a windy day.
Right. They're like, they take it down like to 90% off because you're just rocking back and forth.
Oof.
But that's really funny. But
use it.
Thank you.
When you
so
get back
much.
On those ships.
I'm glad it's on the record.
Yeah.
But so I thought, I'll go see a really good Botox doctor. This is so not okay. Doctor, they're actual doctors. A lot of them are surgeons and board certified plastic surgeons and shit. But I thought about going to see a really fancy one, paying top dollar, video recording the entire process.
Of course.
And then bringing it onto the cruise, giving it to the cruise doctor who may or may not have ever been to school. And making that doctor do the same thing.
Right.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine being the cruise doctor?
That's hang out outside the office, the Botox office, and see how those chicks are looking when they come out.
At the cruise?
Yeah. Then really see.
You're right. I probably
skills.
Should. I don't know who. I can't imagine. Because of this particular cruise line's brand, I don't know who's getting on this cruise and then getting Botox. But
I feel like someone who would.
But someone
on a
would
cruise.
Do it.
Someone who would take their family on a cruise. Like, because a cruise is like a very specific type of vacation. Like,
it's
that's
awful.
Like a. Yeah, they're like the.
It's for if you don't have an imagination.
I don't know anything about cruise culture
I
other than hearsay.
Too much.
My ex of 7 years, his sister worked on cruises like for a long time. So she would tell me all about. Like, there's certain cruises that old people go on to die. Like, it's a year long cruise and there's a morgue on it. And they're like, I just want to die. Seeing the world. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. Like, they're just fucking old. But like the other like family friendly cruises just sound truly terrible.
But
I've never been on one.
It's weird. It's a double-edged sword because I'm very happy when I'm on the cruise because my life is simple. I'm doing an hour of stand-up every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like for a great audience in a perfect cruise environment, like a perfect comedy environment. The sound is good, the lighting's good, the room is perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good.
So it's like really actually wonderful.
Oh, that's nice to hear. But I would hope it would be.
It's also like a very, there's like, you witness a lot of not wonderful. There's like, a, you know, the
like
buffet.
Humanity. And,
Humanity. The people
people
who work there for way
less money.
Less money than they should be.
Oh, and like for
paid.
6 months at a time. I was on the Kesha cruise and I was trying to check in with all of them. I was like, if you just wink, if you need me to come home with me.
Also, like a lot of them are like, gay. You get a lot of like they're,
the workers
they're gay
the
on the cruise,
cruise
because
goers.
All these there are all these guys from, you know, around the world, and they can't be gay at home, and aww. Then they get on the boat and they're super horny and they're all trapped together and they're away from their girlfriends or their wives or whatever.
Right. Oh, they're married gay men who
so and they might not even whatever, they're queer, they're bisexual, maybe they're straight, I don't know, but what's happening is there's like a lot of pent up sexual like weird, there's like
that's
I haven't
fun.
Seen anything, but I can like feel it. Like,
yeah.
I can feel ooh. This weird pent up sexual energy below
deck.
In the
oh,
you know, in the luncheon room and everything like that.
That's a funny like Christopher Guest movie.
Oh, do you have
to
eat in a
you're so right.
Do you have to eat in a separate space?
No, they treat me. I can't believe I'm talking shit about them because they treat me
no,
so well.
No, I heard cruise comics that I've talked to, they're truly get treated really like
they treat
everything
me,
seems great.
I can basically do everything the guest can do.
Except be gay.
Except be gay.
Well, only in the, you can be gay. So you can only be gay in the R-rated shows.
Yeah, correct.
What is the exact verbiage they used? When saying you couldn't,
they did not put much in writing.
Yeah, that was a heart to heart they had with Ashley in the fucking closet.
But you know what? It was very much. I understand why they did it now. It was a lot for my own protection because.
Oh my God. Because next to the Botox room is the gay bashing room.
Right, exactly. Oh because God. When there were people, depending
fuck.
On which port I went out of. So
uh-oh.
Ports in Texas.
The fucking Florida one.
Florida, fantastic. Even
nice.
Alabama was great because you start to realize how people get to the cruise is really critical. Like
okay.
if it's a drive-in port.
Okay.
Where people are not flying
uh-huh.
to get there.
You're getting locals.
You're getting locals and more rural,
yeah.
Like Texas. But if you have a port that like people are coming from all around the United States, like Florida,
mm-hmm.
then you get a much wider point of view.
Okay.
So when I did the Texas shows, no matter how I did it, when I could wait 15 minutes into the set to say I was gay, I could do it right up top. There would be a cluster of people that would just get up and walk.
Are you kidding?
Are you? Oh my God.
Yeah. At the R-rated show.
Oh my!
There are male comedians
God.
Humping the fucking stool, talking about their cum everywhere.
We were just talking about that last night. Male comedians humping the stool.
Yeah, I get up on stage and I say I'm gay, and people just straight up.
So wait,
walk out.
A male comic can hump the stool and say stuff about cum on a cruise ship, R-rated show.
Yeah,
and
whatever
you can't
you
say you're gay.
I can't say I'm gay.
Whoa.
Oh, on
that's
on the PG show.
So yeah, no, so on the when she oh, had, it was because it's the audience's own prejudice and biases, like that they're
right.
Leaving,
he was,
you know,
the people he,
leaving
if
and
I
getting
ever
up,
mentioned
yeah.
I was gay on the PG show, which I had done by mistake. Like I would slip the wrong pronoun into a joke because it's really, you guys know, it's really hard once you have the timing on a joke to change
oh.
she to they or
yeah,
like whatever it is.
Yeah. And like yeah. you also like don't feel it in your heart. So.
Right. Yes, yeah. Also,
and then you're aware of
also
you
I have shame, deep shame, triggered back in high school. Like, yeah, I have a boyfriend at another school. I have a boyfriend on another cruise, actually. He works a different cruise line. But yeah, so it's weird, but also wonderful because then on those same cruises, the people who stay are like, I have never seen it. I do these cruises every year. I've never seen a gay comedian. Like, thank you so much. Sometimes they're gay.
Oh.
Sometimes they're just like cool people.
Oh, they're
like
straight people like seeing diversity.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
or
nice.
They're just like, you are so funny. I can't believe the other comedians aren't like you. Like, there's just like,
yeah.
there's lots of great people there too.
Good.
So I do understand why the cruise line was like, you cannot say you're gay at the PG show because some parent or grandparent is going to knock you out because
okay.
you said it in front of their
so
kid.
So the tone of them, it's not really them policing you, this cruise line, so much as it's like, hey, this is going to happen if you say you're gay in the PG
they
shows.
They really, really want to make, I can tell they want to make their comedy lineup more modern.
Yeah,
and
right.
And they know that that flies in the face of their clientele. So I do.
Well, also too, it's yeah. a stronger impression if they see you at a PG show, they think you're straight, whatever, and then you're really funny, and then whatever years later when you're on Conan or you're doing something like, oh, she's gay.
Yeah,
and then that's how you get straight people or bigots to
yeah.
be like, oh, gay people are humans.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I think the funniest part is the R shows become instantly 25 times more gay than they would have been yes. if I could just do some of my clean gay material at the PG show. But I can't. So I have to do a full half hour clean, not gay.
Oh my God.
So it's basically just observational humor for a full half hour.
Seinfeld shit.
Exactly. So then you go and then they come to the R-rated show. They're like, man, your material is really gay. And I'm like, it's actually not. It's just that I was segregated.
Save all the gay stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
After dark.
The people who would walk out of the R-rated shows when you tell people that you're gay, would they just like gently walk out? Like, what was their demeanor? Like, I'm curious.
Were they wearing cowboy hats?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of, it was those, it was older people. Yep. It was the older crowd. And yeah, they were upset.
Wow.
I think it was more just like, nope, not for me. And they would get up one time.
I mean, at least they didn't heckle you, I guess.
Yeah. There was, you know. No, there was no heckling. One time someone turned to someone else, and this was in the big theater, like 1,500 seats.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
One time someone turned to someone else and goes, are you going to listen to this shit? And then the audience member was like, what are you talking about? Like the person that he turned to. This dude is just a straight white male, like buttoned down, looks like a Republican, but like isn't. Not to say that, whatever.
Yeah.
But so this dude thought he was an ally of his and was like, you're going to listen to this shit?
Great.
And the dude was like, I don't understand what you're talking about.
See,
and then they got to a fight. In the
physical fight?
No, like a verbal, like they were discussing.
Like,
and
guys,
then I was like, what are you guys talking about? And then they were like,
your sexuality.
Yeah, exactly. You, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a great show. I told them to fuck off and everyone clapped.
Oh, yay.
So, you know.
I love having the mic.
Yeah, it's so great.
Great.
I have a, like, I guess, like, I thought, and this is probably just like a stereotype or misconception, that like people were more tolerant of lesbians than gay men. Like it was like less abrasive
like
to them in some way, even though it doesn't affect them at all.
Like it doesn't challenge a man's sexuality, a straight man's sexuality, the way a gay man, for whatever fuck reason.
I don't know. I think it's complicated. I think men are afraid, so afraid of being gay, that gay men make them
so
uncomfortable. But then they sexualize gay women. I don't think gay women make straight women feel afraid of being gay, but I think gay women are seen as gross because you have any woman who talks about her vagina on stage is gross. A gay woman who's talking about two vaginas on stage is gross, even more gross.
Oh, see, I didn't do the math like that. Okay,
so
two pussies.
You made, I was like,
it's worse than one.
As soon as you put it into a word problem, I was like, oh, this does make a lot of sense.
So I think we get the sexism. I think gay women get the sexism and the fetishization. I mean,
well, yeah, because that same guy who was probably like, are you listening to this shit? Definitely jerks off to
100%
tits out chicks fucking making out in a pool.
Yeah,
so. What? Like, I just want to slap him in the face. I hate that shit. Hey, guys. Hope you liked that clip of our interview with Ashley Gavin. Head on over to luminarypodcast.com to get a subscription for as low as $2.99. Love you. Bye.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.